A new survey out this morning shows most Americans believe birth control is an essential part of healthcare. The data come after the Trump administration last month issued new rules allowing companies with moral or religious objections to birth control to opt out of offering it in their health plans. Jeannie Ehrlich is chief executive officer for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, which released the survey. Mark spoke with her and started the conversation by asking Jeannie what her key takeaways were.
Today we released data that tells us what we've known for a long time, and that is that the vast majority of adults across the United States, across racial ethnic groups, across regions, believe that birth control is essential health care. Pure and simple. 85% of adults across the country, 87% of adults in the West really believe that birth control is just a part of basic health care, and that's really consistent with a lot of polling that's happened by us in the past as well as other organizations.
Are you concerned about access to birth control given some of the moves by the Trump administration and other things that have been going on?
We are very concerned about access to birth control. What we know is that a year ago we released data that showed that more than 19 million women across the country live in what we call contraceptive deserts, meaning they don't have reasonable access within the counties in which they live to the full range of contraceptive methods. Let me share some local data with you. In Maricopa County, there are 271,000 women in need of publicly funded contraceptive services. And while those services exist, the ratio of women per clinic is more than 1 to 1,000, which is going to lead to a lot of challenging wait times for women, difficulty getting appointments. There are some transportation barriers in play. So we know that already we had some challenges in terms of access to birth control. The most recent rules released by the Trump administration are really going to probably exacerbate that access issue. The rules that were released in early October indicate that employers can opt out of providing women access to contraception through their insurance plans for moral and religious reasons. That means that more and more women who might be employed and have previously accessed contraception through their insurance plans are going to need to go to the same safety net clinics that the women in need of publicly funded contraception go to.
Is your group supportive of the lawsuit being brought by the ACLU against this move?
We support access to the full range of methods for all women, no matter who they are or where they live. And so any efforts to ensure that women have that access are things that we are in favor of.
I'm wondering if in your survey you looked at the issue of publicly available birth control versus that offered by privately held insurance policies, and if there was a difference between what people thought about those two methods of being able to obtain contraceptives.
We have other polling data to show that the vast majority of people in the United States support funding for the Title X program, which is publicly available contraception. And we also know that in our most recent poll, 83% of adults across the country said that they'd support efforts and advocate for full access to contraception if they knew not everyone in the U.S. had access to the full range of methods. So people believe, again, it's a part of basic health care. And as a part of basic health care, people support people having access.
All right. Jeannie Ehrlich is Chief Executive Officer at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. Jeannie, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for your time.